right, so Brother Eric.
Pray for me. This is first ever get done this ever, so pray for me. Let's go to prayer. Thanks for the day, Lord. Thank you for the day for the Lord. Thank you for what you've done for us. Thank you. We're really blessed to have you, Lord, this church up, Lord, and for all the congregations, Lord, the these people. Amen. So, I don't know what to add. Two messages. One was judgment, and the other one was the love of each other. And so I chose, God spoke to me and said, love for each other. And turn me through Bibles to Genesis 1 and 6 with me, please. And there. How do we treat each other? How do we treat a brother or a sister who falls? I went through my mind, and honestly, in my opinion, we have to raise them up. Don't press them down. We raise them up as we go. Because we're Christ, we each other out. We try to bring each other in as we go on with life. And we're supposed to bring them up to Christ and everything. If we gossip about them, we should never gossip at all. Gossiping is a no. And I've gossiped about people before in my life, and it hurts me to gossip about people. It really does. And it affects them more than anything. You don't know, because they can have a really bad day, and it hurts them. It hurts people who do it to them. Anything. Do we encourage them? We should always encourage people, right? Even if they're lows of the lows, highs of the highs. See, with Brother Mike Young, we go fishing a lot, actually, and he encouraged me every day of my life. He texts me every now and then, check up on me, see how I'm doing. I like that. Even Ashton does this to me sometimes, which I love that brother to death. In my lifetime, I've been through a lot these last couple of years. People in the congregation, like Vern, other people in the congregation, they inspire me so much with everything they do with them. And I want to be encouraged to some people of in this congregation too, even though I'm from a different state, but I'm still in Ohio. I still go to church still. It ain't gonna affect on me at all. It's doing God's will and God's will only. That's all we need to do. And are you willing to walk or carry them if they need help? We should. It's the amount of what happens in their life. We should always care for people, walk with them through the hardest time in their lives. Even if they're struggling with, like, loss of a family member, or thing with cancer, or suicide, you know? It's hard, but it's something we have to do, really. Should we just cut them off? No, we should never. We don't know a person. It's hard. Yes, it really is. But we should never cut them off. We should never talk bad about them. We should never leave them off red. We should never do that stuff. We should never do that at all. It hurts them. Christ would never do that. He would go talk to them. He would tell them about his way and what he would do. And that's what God wants us to do. Should we look at the things? Depends what it is, honestly. If they've got the good things happening in their lives, then yeah. If it's bad things, we should go and help them. Because some of these people have done bad things, but what it is, what it is. We should always encourage people. We should never talk about them. We should never do that. We should never look down on people. No. Even if it's something bad, we should always encourage one another. You know, like these senior saints. They have some encouraging things they should say to you. If you ask them for advice, they'll do it. With Brother Steve and his wife, you know. When I went down the altar today, which I carefully did, Brother Steve said something which I should always remember to say. You know, there's people in the congregation who help us with anything. Our Sunday school teachers, our parents, our friends, our loved ones. It's right. Hard. It's right. Even it depends on what it is, but it's scary. Here's the thing. It's scary to go to the altar. It really is. I've done it quite a couple times, but you know what? Some friends were there to help me with it. That's all you need. Is someone there to walk with you to the altar. It's a little more better. Maybe the altar, when you pray, it feels so much better on that altar. It really is. Jesus told them, whoever has no sins, cast in the first stone. Maybe we should not have no sin in our lives, but we should always have God working on us, with us. If God works with you and you're a sinner, you should take the first step and go to the altar, first thing. If he talks to you and you direct him too many times, he's going to not look at you anymore. That's what I did. There's a couple times where God was talking to me personally, and it was hard for me because I was so scared. I was really scared to get saved because all the people are looking in our congregation are looking down. I'm thinking that's scary. That scares me because it's a lot of people, and God said, you know what? It don't matter what the people's looking at. It's about what you do in your life. You come to me in my world. You have to go and get saved. And I said, okay, and I did, and I thank God I did because it's about what you. If you want to be a sinner, you be a sinner. If you want to be God's people, go to God, get prayed for, get saved, and do His will. And I'm glad I did that. We all have room to improve our lives and more room to grow. We do. We have the potential to grow. You know, at first you get saved, you're at the bottom. But next step you go, the next step, and the next step, it's you have the potential to become very faithful to God for so many years, like with Brother Vern and him, you know, like Vern is a very special guy to me. He is very faithful, very, very faithful. He's been through a lot these years, divorce and everything. He's very faithful still. I don't know how he does it, but with God's grace, anything can happen. Anything with God's grace. I'm thankful for that. Make sure we're clear before we can. For we just judgment on something or someone. You don't know what could happen in our lives. We don't know. They could have a bad day, and we could just make fun of their clothing, you know? And no, that's just wrong. I've done it before, and I've learned my lesson from that, clearly. And I was telling you, do not make fun of people. I've been bullied. I've been a lot of things in my life. I can't do it. It's just not my way. I used to be... I used to judge people. I really was when back in middle school, because I used to hang out with the cool people. Not a bad idea. No, it's a very bad idea, because the cool people get you in trouble for anything you do. And just stay away. Just go on your own, and don't worry about the people that say about you, because that kind of stuff gets in your head easily, like with sports and everything. Love your brother and your sisters, because we need them and they need us. And with the congregation, we have a lot of people. I'm glad we do. With brothers and sisters, we have each other. We need each other. We have senior saints. We have young people. We have kids. We have parents. You know, there's a lot of things we have. We're glad we have in this world. With you know, with pastors and the chairpersons, it's very fun to have, you know, with a big congregation like this big, it's great to have. Should we judge other people the way they look? No, we should never, at all. It don't matter if they're from a different country. We should never judge. We should invite them to come in with God's love and care. We should always do that. We don't care if they're different generations. We should never do that. No, we should always love people who come in or are new. Invite them, you know, reach out to other people. And that's what we should always do. What God's witnesses to me? Well, for me, well, was to me before, is there's a lot of things God has been just to me a lot, actually. There's a lot to say. Well, for one is my mom losing Shane in cancer about 2 years ago. I had no idea she was getting married, moved to Ohio. Never knew it. I did not know. But if that's God's will, that's God's will. I will let him do what he does the best. And mom and Vern started dating, and I'm high about that a lot. They got married and moved to Ohio. Love it. You know, that's God's will. You don't know what God could just speak to you and said, hey, help this person. Hey, help that person. Help this person. You know, you never know. It's, you know, right. It's odd, but we're clear that. Should we judge the way people act? No, we should not. Well, no, we should never. In my opinion, no. Because, you know, a kid could be autistic and we never know it. Or just ask them, you know? Because in high school I made a mean comment, made fun of a kid who was autistic. Never knew it at all. But I said, I'm sorry, and I went on with life, and it was rough. And I felt bad for the kid, and I'm sorry for that. I really am. Last thing. Turn to 1 John 4. Chapter 4, verse 20, please. Would like someone to read that out for me, please, if you don't mind.
I'll read it for you.
Go ahead.
If a man say, I love God, and hate his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother, whom he hath seen, how can he love God whom he
hath
not seen?
Alright. You know, that hit me the hardest, that verse right there, when I read that. When I read that. But, you know, you can't hate your brother. Even though I have one brother who lives in North Carolina, and he's not a Christian, but you can't hate your brothers or your sisters. It's just not cool. But I have three little sisters. One is the youth one right now. I love her to death, even though she don't. She doesn't say she don't, even though she don't. But it's okay, it don't matter. I still love her still. Here's the thing. We take for granted our loved ones, we really do. And now with people there's some people who would go out in this world and, you know, buy a house, get married, and never see their parents at all. And that's hard. It really is hard. You know, with seeing kids you never seen before, you know, meeting your loved ones that you never seen in years, feels like for me. But, you know, here's a question. Here's your challenge for today. Prejudge someone. Look at what they've done. What can you do to make their life even better? What can you do to help them to live a better life for them? That's all I got.